I'm Mayor Betsy Price, and we're keeping Fort Worth funky on the Funky Town Podcast. I hope you're ready. This show's going to get a little bit funky and a lot of fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, holy moly, yeah!
Thank you. if I got out, it'd be to go.
So here we are, Funky Town Podcast. We're actually on the last day of Fort Worth Rock Assembly 5. We're at Lola's. Oh, I was going to say, hold on, start again.
And in 3, 2...
And you're listening to Funky Town Podcast, and we are on the scene and live at Fort Worth Rock Assembly 5. See, isn't that much better?
You're almost a hip-hop artist.
Almost. So yeah, it's last night, so Friday night, we were here, me and you, Stubbs was here.
Who's me and you?
Dustin Snyder from the Jerry Jonestown Massacre, who happens to be one of the sponsors for Fort Worth Rock Assembly 5.
Yes, we had to...
MC Primus.
We had to do a lot of dirty things to become a sponsor here.
I imagine so. It didn't just come with the best podcast, does it? Because I didn't get to do it last year when I was a better podcast. They didn't ask me to sponsor, so...
Jeff, I think you're missing the most important thing is that tonight is the Superman.
Yes.
And thus, everybody is a little crazier. And we got to watch Pink Floyd under a supermoon.
Yes.
Tonight. How was that experience?
It was good. We were almost on the dark side of the supermoon.
Almost. It was really good.
It was really good. They were really good.
A little loose at first, but once everything, they kind of calmed down... gelled, came back together, everything sounded perfect.
We're also here with Susie Ramone. So now you're here Friday night.
I'm not allowed to talk to Susie. I will talk to you. I will talk through you to Susie.
And then Susie was here on Saturday night.
I was.
And then we're all here on Sunday night together.
Kind of awesome.
From what you've seen Friday and Sunday, and what you've seen Saturday and Sunday, did y'all have a favorite that you've seen over the weekend? Was one that stood out to you the best?
For sure, Mean Motor Scooter doing the Ramones. Yeah.
You want me to be honest?
Yeah. If you thought they all sucked, they all sucked.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't have a favorite.
Do I have a favorite from the weekend?
If I was to be deadly honest, Friday was really loose. I expected, I think, a lot more in my mind, but the bands were really loose. They were kind of sloppy.
Not Holy Moly, though, man. They nailed Primus. They were on point.
Now, okay, yeah. Holy Moly was really good.
The guy from the Toadies, the band, he was a little too drunk to be doing Vaden. The good thing about the Toadies, the crowd didn't care. Everybody knew every word to every song, so whenever he wasn't singing or mess up, the crowd just filled in. And
now, that was one of the band
who
did Faith No More last year.
It was great. It was fantastic last year. I thought he was awesome last year. The only problem I had with them last year was they messed up the solo on Epic.
I'm a little biased.
They were good. That's the first time that I'd ever seen anybody cover Faith No More ever, so that was really...
That was the first time?
Last year it was.
What was the best time you've ever seen anybody cover?
The best time was this year.
It was a couple weeks ago. We were at Deep Ellum. That was... Because you guys added all the extra stuff. You had the sound effects.
And we played Deep Cuts.
And you played Deep Cuts. Yeah.
And we did not play Epic, which was good.
We had a little piece of it at the end of Real Thing.
Yeah.
Just kind of tease it. And you played The Real Thing, which to me was the most challenging. I think that was the best song of the set, because that's one of my favorite songs. That song...
We can go on a tangent and say, I can tell you what the most challenging was. What we thought was going to be the most challenging was Smaller and Smaller, because it's got that weird Egyptian-Indian feel. It goes from an Indian feel into a weird Egyptian roll at the end of it. But I think we all focus so much on that. That we nailed it and was like no big deal, but the song we didn't end up playing was Get Me, and that was the one out of all the songs. It's the shortest and should be the easiest, but the timing was jacked up.
Just gave you the fits.
And so it kept messing up, and especially when you're dealing... Okay, I was the one in that band with the least experience, I would say, as playing lately.
Because you're playing with Shaolin Death Squad, people who don't know.
And everybody in there plays all the time. And
they play Mr. Bungle and all that kind of stuff anyway.
Some of them play overseas in huge bands in front of 80,000 people. So...
I don't even know how you had time to do that at all. With everything else you do.
I show up. I practice my ass off at the house. And everything felt really good. But man, that one song kicked all of our asses. It was just weird. It was just weird. So
last night, Black Flag played, and they did Let's Lynch the Landlord. which I've only known as a Faith No More cover. You know, when they did it on, it was a B-side for, or it was on the Easy single when they did Easy.
It was on Easy, yeah.
And so, but they did literally, you know, so that was cool. I thought the last night's bands compared to Friday nights were way tighter.
Were they?
Yeah. You know.
Who was your favorite from last night?
Focus Green was really fun because they got the crowd like riled up. Like they had a mosh pit going.
Yeah, but we had a fight last night and tonight.
Yeah,
both?
The last night they did Dead Kennedys.
Tonight they did Sublime.
Sublime.
And I think it's just Benjamin was in both the bands. I don't think the bands are the same. I think just the front man's the same.
Can I gripe about something?
No.
If you want to.
Of course you may.
Well, like our buddy Tyrell, he played in three bands a night, a band every night.
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I don't think that's fair because we have a lot of musicians around here that should be given time.
You think only one person should be playing one band?
It's the same thing with the Bogus Green last night with Sublime tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's spread the love. There's a lot of bands that felt left out.
Was there? Because I haven't really talked to anybody. Because I know a lot of bands.
Well, there.
Some of them don't want to do it because it takes a lot of work. You know.
There's a lot of bands that felt left out that wanted to do stuff that have done bands in the past, and then now they're just kind of like, well, screw them. Which is, I don't like that attitude because you may have the option to do it in the future, but it's still kind of, I don't know. Spread the love.
Yeah.
That's all I say. Spread the love.
Yesterday we started with, I got here early just to see the Beastie Boys. And I didn't know one of my favorite people, Parker Anderson, was in the Beastie Boys. So that was a real treat for me.
I drive down Parker Henderson quite a bit.
No, Parker Anderson.
Anderson.
Close to Anderson.
But I drive down Parker Henderson.
That's cool. That's close.
Okay.
Caliche Burnout. In here as Thin Lizzy.
As
they
Thin
did
Lizzy.
They sounded
really
great.
Yeah, they did. They sounded really good.
My favorite was probably Me Motor Scooter of the night, just because it was Joe and Zach got out there doing the bird, you know, and all that. And so that
and
was
Jeff Chase, the drummer, he was amazing.
I love that dude.
Last night.
He's just great.
I mean,
all the time.
He is amazing all the time. But last night he kicked it up to another level and it was fantastic.
I wasn't able to be here, but what's great about technology is that I was here.
Yes.
For all the live streams.
Three quarters of the bands were live streamed.
Yeah.
So, like, I would just watch every once in a while and someone would post, like, live stream of Thin Lizzy.
Yeah.
And he'd sit there and watch them. And live stream of Mean Motor Scooter doing... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, there's some of The Cure. The Cure was really good.
I think
I think it was lead singer from Vodeo. Let's see who that was. I don't know.
No clue.
I think that's
I didn't recognize
is.
Anyone, but they did a really good
They've done that
job.
In the past, right?
I don't remember them doing Cure.
No.
But they were really good. I thought they were really, really good. And Zach Tucker, I think, was playing bass for that. And he did some singing, too, as well. I think he sang Friday I'm in Love or whatever. But it was a good set last night.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight was good, too. I forgot who we saw. Yeah, I didn't really care for the Rolling Stones.
Yeah,
cover band.
If you're gonna do Rolling Stones,
that was Lord North, wasn't it?
Yeah, but yeah. I don't know who Lord North is. I don't know anything about Lord North. And I don't show them any disrespect, but I didn't recognize any of that stuff. But I know lots of Stones.
I know a lot of Stone songs. I recognize three of that whole set.
Really?
And it was.
I guess they put their own spin onto it.
But that's a bummer because that was
don't
one
put
of,
your own spin on.
But that was one of the reasons, like Mean Motor Scooter, like. Definitely did songs that everybody would know so that everybody could be involved.
Right.
And so then to do deep cuts of the Rolling Stones is kind of lame because their songs are so iconic.
Well, it's not that they did deep cuts. Mm-hmm. It's that we're going to do Rolling Stones in our fashion.
Oh.
And it got really weird.
But there was no Paint It Black. There was no Get Off My Cloud, Jumpin' Jack Flash. There's
no
Satisfaction.
Shelter.
No Shelter. No Sympathy for the Devil.
Sympathy, yeah.
I mean, it's just like they have that could be a set list right there and be an amazing set list.
Yeah.
You know?
No Bittersweet Sympathy?
Yeah, you know?
Sympathy. Wait, no, that's not them. But wait, hold on.
Why didn't they play Can't Always Get What You Want? Wasn't that the Donald Trump song they play at the end of his, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes, get what you need. But I thought it was 3 days. I've never done all 3 days before, you know. It's first year that I was here for all 3 days. I've got so much music that's never going to get heard.
Wait, I thought you were here...
That was your Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I was.
You weren't here all three last year?
No.
No, I missed Friday last year.
Last year was really good. This year was really big. Friday night was packed.
It was
there.
Packed. It was crazy. I didn't
it
expect
was crazy.
They could have had a pit for Friday night. They had a fist fight.
No way,
they
really?
They had a fist fight.
In the pit, you know. During the Toadie set.
Oh, man. I'm so sad I missed it.
It was a good night. being a sponsor this year, I have some ideas I'm going to throw at Tony. I'm not going to disclose them on your show because someone will steal them.
I almost wonder if... Because Friday night was great. And I guess according to Joe, Friday night is a night where like veterans who've already played can play on Friday night and they can do whoever they want. There's not really a limit to what years they have to play, I think, you know? And then Saturday, I think, is stuck to 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, or whatever.
And I think if you... Tony kind of... You can probably hear him in the background. Tony kind of talked a little bit about that on our show, I believe.
He did.
About the year settings and what's going on. And this was year five, so they did things a certain way.
Yeah.
They wanted to keep them a certain way.
But I wonder if it would just be good to have it as a one-day event, all day from noon to 2 a.m., have inside, outside, and just knock it all out in one day. The 3 days thing, it's like, it's rough. I mean, I guess it gives everybody a chance, but nobody can, it's hard to see all the music. I still miss them. Even though it's here all 3 days, I still miss them.
Yeah, everybody gets a chance, but like I said earlier, you have people doing multiple bands.
Right.
Right.
So you can make it. They need to spread the wealth because there were other bands that wanted on here. They just weren't asked or aren't friends with the people that put this together. You know, put out an Oakland application to be in there. And yes, we had some bands from Denton. We had one band from Dallas, I think. But open up to where it's all of DFW to come in here because there's some good bands.
If you're going to do it 3 days, then just go out west a little bit, find a big piece of land, you know, and do like a 3-day camp out, you know, festival where it's like
that would be cool, but you're not going to pull as many as you would here.
You probably won't.
Because you got a good bar here. You've got Lola's. It's a landmark. Everybody knows where this is. You know, they used to do this at JJ's Blues Bar.
You got a built-in crowd, too.
Yeah, when they did it at JJ Blues Bar, you know, very few people know where JJ's is. They know the name. They don't know the location. Do you know where it's at?
Well, I know where it used to be.
Do you know where it's at?
No, they moved it.
I've never even heard of it.
It used to be right outside downtown. They had all the bras hanging up inside from the ceiling.
It's still outside downtown, but it's just...
It was right next to the Mexican Inn or something, wasn't it?
It's right over here south on Henderson when you cross over the bridge where Panther Island is. But it's... Lola's, everybody knows where this is, and you have two giant stages. Used to, you would have the outside stage and now the stage we're sitting next to that's right out here where the smoking area is.
Right.
That's what they worked for, but now you have two giant stages.
Big old possum over there.
Wow. I've never seen one in real life.
Really?
Yeah,
on your podcast, I'm going to say F possum.
Why?
Dude, they're evil.
What do you have
evil.
Against them? They're good. Scary. They're good there was for one of, the
no,
environment.
Go look at them.
There was one on my they're porch evil. One night, man, and it was freaking us out, man.
Even though it's scary, but it's they're rad.
Mm. They're evil. I've shot quite a few of them.
My wife found one whenever she was a kid. She found a baby one, and she would carry it in his pocket. It would wrap its tail around her finger, and she would let it hang. And you know,
Is that one of the ones I shot?
Maybe. No.
I shot one that had rabies in my front yard.
Really?
Yeah, because it was chasing the kids around. Foaming at the mouth, hissing at them.
Okay, that one I can understand.
And so I finally got tired of it, and my neighbor was like, what are we going to do? I was like, I don't know. So I went and got my pellet gun and popped a bunch of pellets in it, and it laid over there, and my neighbor went over with a shovel and went, bam! We killed it.
Wow.
Yeah, My son and his friends and my neighbor's kids were all playing together, and that possum was chasing them around. It's like, no.
That's scary.
If you're a real possum, you're going to run off and hide. You're not going to chase these kids around.
Yeah. And you're definitely not going to be out during the day.
They're nocturnal, right?
Yeah.
No. So, Jeff, I have a fun fact. Would you like a fun fact?
Yes.
So, last night, while y'all were up here watching cover bands do covers of other bands. Did you know the Bataclan reopened?
The who?
The Bataclan.
I don't know what that even is.
1 year ago in Paris,
there
was the biggest slaughter at any concert ever.
It was the anniversary of that event yesterday.
Several dozen died while they reopened last night. And do you know who opened it?
Eagles of Death Metal?
Nope.
Oh, that would have been rad.
It would have been. But I think they're kind of shell-shocked from it.
Probably.
Yeah, I would be too.
Yeah, of course. I just guess. I thought that was a logical guess.
Sting.
Really?
Sting did the re-grand opening of the Bataclan. It's been 1 year since the Paris attacks. kind of crazy.
It is crazy. The time's flying by right now.
Yeah.
We're going to be here next year going, man, it's been 1 year since Donald Trump was elected.
Oh, man. Yeah. That was the craziest night.
It's been 9 months since Donald Trump was assassinated.
Maybe.
See? I keep wondering that same thing.
I don't think so.
I'm wondering if somebody's
going to... There's a show on TV right now with Kiefer Sutherland called Designated Survivor.
Okay.
I think it's foreshadowing into what's going to happen.
Really?
Yeah. It's the media playing out the what might happen. Kind of scary. Anyway, back to music.
Back to music. So we're listening to the band now. This is the last set of the last.
The microphones are probably picking it up.
Yep. I'm sure.
Yeah. I don't know anything of the band.
The weight, that's all I know.
Yeah.
But the band was the band that Bob Dylan used as his backup band whenever he went electric.
Yeah.
And I never liked Bob Dylan whenever he went electric.
Really?
Yeah.
I did.
I like the first two records where it's just him, his acoustic, and his harmonica. That's the Bob Dylan I like. Man of Constant Sorrow, you know, the Led Zeppelin song that he covered, My Grave.
Knocking on Heaven's Door?
No, he did a...
No, but you didn't like Knocking on Heaven's Door?
The only version of that I remember is the Guns N' Roses version.
That's the only version I remember, too.
You got some homework to do.
Along the Watchtower. I'm not saying that I don't like any of his electric stuff. I prefer the first album, where it's just him and a guitar and a harmonica.
Can I be shocking and over the top?
Gospel Plow Blue.
Yes, you may.
I'm going to be shocking over the top. Bob Dylan? Meh.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
That's it. We are breaking up.
Meh. I mean, I like some stuff, but meh.
Nah, as a writer, the dude was incredible.
It's kind of like our conversation that I have with you about the Ramones.
What?
I never got them. I never understood why they were as great as they were.
We were talking about Mean Motor Scooter doing the set. I saw them, the Ramones twice in the early 90s. They were either opening or playing with the Breeders, Nirvana.
I was going to say, that late in the game, that was pretty late in the game.
And man, you'd go there and everything sounded the same.
It does.
And every song you'd start up going, oh yeah, they're playing. And you'd get 3 bars in and be like, oh, this ain't it. And then you'd be like, oh yeah, all right. And then, no, because every song starts exactly the same. But yeah.
And that's what Joe said was one of the hardest things to... learn the songs because they are so similar that you really have to pay attention that you don't.
Do I respect the Ramones for what they did? Yes.
And when their songs come on, I sing along to them, bob my head, I'm happy to hear them. But it is very similar. I mean, I want to.
Do they have their place? Yes.
What's the lyrics?
Are they the greatest of all time?
That's it, right? I want to be sedated. That's the whole song. They do it over and over again, and then they do a chord change where they do it again a little higher, and then it's it.
They have other lyrics in that song.
I don't think so.
Are they to be respected?
Yes, for sure.
Are they the greatest ever?
No.
No.
At what?
No.
At whatever, at being punk rock. No.
At the beginning of punk rock, they were.
If you took them and you took Velvet Underground.
Right.
And you took, I'm not going to say Nick Cave, but you took
Sex Pistols.
The Sex Pistols aren't from New York.
Oh, we're doing New York stuff, okay.
If I'm trying to find New York punk bands, do they stand out as the greatest ever? Most influential? Probably, yeah. Maybe the greatest ever, I don't know, but...
But they were awesome. They had it all. They had the brand. They had the style. You know, they had the names. They just had the, it was more than just the song. It's like Kiss. You know, you take the makeup and all the bits away. This and whatever. You know,
Kiss has never been great.
Right.
But people will argue that with you. I'm not one of them. But people will argue with you that they were great and they are great or whatever.
But it's another band that does 3-chord songs like the Ramones. So look at Green Day. They do 3-chord songs.
Yeah, that was.
Look where they put them.
I had a Ramones album when I was a kid, and the subtitle was 3 chords, 5 words, 20 seconds or something. It was hilarious.
I have to go look at those Ramones shows I went to. I think all of them were girl driven. Really? Whoever I was dating at the time was like, we gotta go see the Ramones. I was like,
that would have been me. That's what I would have said to you.
Well, they have a good doo-wop kind of surfy feel to them. A lot of times they'll do some background vocals and stuff, which really makes it catchy. I mean, they're real catchy.
Yeah.
You know.
I think in Bomb Factory and Trees is where I saw them.
Oh, yeah. Somebody was telling me last night they saw the Ramones at the Bomb Factory, too.
Yeah.
It was.
It's just, meh. I don't know.
I
don't know this song, but this is good.
Sound good.
I know Caleb Stanislaw's playing guitar for him, too. He was really excited.
Yeah, that's pretty rad.
I love watching him play.
Yeah.
But it's a nice night. It was a good weekend.
It was a good weekend. Good weekend. I wish I could have come last night.
I think last night was the best of the three.
Bet you were busy? So.
Yeah.
Family.
Ah.
Yeah, like I said, it was a lot of really good bands. And, you know, yeah. Dude, the Big Red Ants.
Oh, yeah.
They were
Big
great,
Red
man.
What
they
do?
Radical.
Jimi Hendrix. And it's like, that's kind of ballsy to do that, but they nailed it, man. The kids,
and all of them with X's on their hands.
Yeah, they're all under 21.
All little kids.
That's right, they are.
Yeah, this kid's playing the guitar behind his head, you know, and the whole thing, just doing this whole, just behind his head, laying on the ground.
The scarf tied around his neck, it's all long.
They're all long haired, they're all young, skinny looking. It's, you know, they're really, really good, man.
Yeah, it was
fantastic. I like their album, too. They sent me their album. I really enjoy it. You know, I think those boys got something.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
I didn't see the Led Zeppelin, but Zach really liked them. Led Zeppelin cover band.
That's another band that shouldn't be hard to cover.
You don't think so?
You know those songs inside now.
I know,
but
that
on my sleeve.
Yeah, but that would be hard to do. For me, anyways, as a guitar player.
A vocal, you'd have some issues, and maybe drums, but it depends on what you play. If you play all the radio hits, you're not going to have that much difficulty with the drums. Me, I'd be playing weird stuff off the Zeppelin and be like it or don't.
But and I always sit there going, I don't like this. I don't know any of the songs.
Yeah, it's
play when the levee breaks. You know. It's a Misty Mountain Hop. Come on, man.
Well, those have to be in there. But like you put in No Quarter, that's half your set.
See, I don't even know that song.
You don't know No Quarter?
No, but you can do Days That Confuse. That could be half your
that's
set.
That's half your set.
You know? Yeah, you play those two songs, I guess, you know.
It's three quarters of your set.
Yeah.
Yeah, you play one song and you're halfway
done. That's awesome, man. Now,
good times.
I can't wait to see what they do next year.
Well, we need to get you on as a sponsor of this.
I want to play it next year, I'm telling you.
Talk about that.
No, I'm not. I'm going to front a band next year. I really am.
Okay. I'm I'd come in. I'll come in and play bass. But don't talk about it.
I'm working on some players to get with me so I can make a band.
I have an idea for Tony, which I'll probably shoot him an email tomorrow. But like, listen, I can help you out. And it'll be cool.
If not, I can always do a sponsorship and play next year, too.
You can. Why not? Do them both.
I know if me and Zach and Joe ever start a band, we're going to call ourselves Fickle Mistress.
Fickle Mistress.
Going to buy that domain right now.
Awesome,
I'm going to squat it, and you're going to have to pay hundreds of bucks for it.
Come on. I'll just do Fickle Mistress on Facebook. I won't even have a website.
Right.
That's the
or I'll do ficklemistress.podbean.com.
Hold on. I'm setting up Facebook right now.
Set it up.
Then I'll be like, if you want to see us play, like our Facebook page, it's FU Dustin.
That'd be awesome.
Why
is your Facebook that way? Then you have a whole story of like, you went and bought this.
Yeah.
I was going to squat on it and charge me hundreds of bucks.
So I got FUDustin.com and
.org and .net.
I think technically I already own that. I think I bought that just out of safety.
Probably. Because you knew somebody would do it one day.
I have so many domains I own, I don't even know them all.
Really?
Yeah. We're going with the classic spelling of EFFUUU, Dustin.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go.
They can probably do that.
Yeah. All right, well, is there anything that you want to say before we go?
Nah, I had a blast. It was
a
good time.
I had a blast, too.
It was a good Fort Worth Weekly.
Fort Worth Rock Assembly.
Fort Worth Rock Assembly. I'm tired. It's
the Weekly
Sunday.
Was one of the sponsors.
The Weekly was. I'm going to go home and watch some Westworld.
Yeah, I don't know what that is still.
Do you have my login?
I haven't tried it since that one night. I get defeated really easy sometimes.
I think it's changed because I had a whole bunch of people using it. So I'll send you the updated version.
Okay.
Because now I have a spreadsheet of who's all got to the password.
Well, I downloaded it on the Xbox and I went to sign in and it said that I had to go online and sign in online in order to get a code to put on the Xbox. And it became this whole thing and I did. and I thought it was work. So then I got off online, and then it didn't work, and then I had to go back online. I had to start all over again. I was like, I'm not doing this.
I
wants to link
story.
Your device.
Yeah.
It wants to link your device, so.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah, I don't want to get you in trouble. They're all like, oh.
They're not going to get me in trouble.
He's logged in here. He's logged in there. He's logged in there.
Yeah, they're not going to get me in trouble. Because all they have to say is, I come over to your house, and I watch whatever on your device.
On my Xbox.
On your Xbox. But yeah, it's Westworld's good. I'm glued.
If I had to recommend a TV show for Barry to watch, I would say The Grindr on Netflix. That show is so genius.
Or is that the app on your phone?
No.
No.
It's a show on Netflix.
I thought about that too when he said it last night.
It's got Rob Lowe in it and Fred Savage.
Like right I've heard about that, yeah.
And the waitress from Always
Sunny.
It's a sitcom, 22 minutes. There's like 23 episodes, 22 episodes or whatever. It's one season, but it is super funny. Super funny. Really well done.
I've started watching that Black
Mirror. I haven't watched that yet. I'm going to.
I started watching that.
It's really good.
Yeah, everybody loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I finished first season. I'm fixing to start the second season. Everybody's like, you got to watch season 2, episode 2, because it has to do with this election. And I'm like.
Yeah. And then I think 3, episode 1 is like social media stuff.
Oh, yeah. Ryan was telling me, he was like, that was a huge head.
Beep.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. I'll get it.
Beep. But, yeah. A huge head. Beep.
But yeah, yeah, because I think it's like whatever your social media rank is where you're ranked in the world or something.
Yeah.
It's like crazy. So I guess it's kind of Twilight Zone-y.
It is. Every episode's
that
different.
That is what Ryan said.
It's
too.
Like
it's
a modern technological Twilight Zone.
Yeah. So I'm curious about that.
So, yeah.
It's a good job. Tony Diaz did a good job. Pan City Exchange, everybody involved there. The Weekly and.
Keep Forward Funky.
Keep Forward Funky was out here. I got to hang out with Dwayne all 3 days.
I would like to extend the invitation. Our buddy Chance was sitting over there at the bar from the band Burning Hotels.
Yes.
They're doing a show at the Modern Art Museum.
Oh, nice.
In a couple of weeks.
You were there today.
At the beginning of December.
At the beginning of December.
Yeah.
We need to go out there, bring the recorders, and hang out because it's the Modern Till Midnight, so you get to go through and watch, look at the cause exhibit, and then Burning Hotels are playing. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be rad.
Yeah.
And if you haven't done, have you ever done a Modern Till Midnight?
No.
That's fun.
I went to see them play Burning Hotels and This Will Destroy You. And it was a great night because they play out there out back on the water.
Yeah.
They have a little platform on the water and they set up on it. And
hey, come out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I've been to the Modern. All right. I know what
you're saying. They play towards the hill
trees.
That goes up towards the trees. Dude, it's so fun. And it's like you're sitting there watching them, all of a sudden it turns into a spiritual experience. Like you're like, I'm at the Modern in the middle of Fort Worth and there's these crazy metal trees over me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's a band on the water. And
yeah.
You're just like, oh my God, it's so cool.
Oh, that sounds cool.
So it's a really cool atmosphere to see someone play in. So, and it helps that it's a badass band that you know all the songs to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
right.
A lot of our friends are working hard to make those Modern Till Midnights happen. Like, Kelly D's working on, you know, getting bands out there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
It's really good, so we should all go out there and camp out. We'll take a tent. All
right. That'll be fun. That'll be our camping trip.
It'll be the Pocky camp out.
Yeah, yeah. That's what we'll do.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, thanks for doing this with me.
Oh, it's fun.
It was a blast.
I had a fun time this weekend.
All right. Well, stay tuned for some more music.
Bye.
Song about Joe. He shot his wound. Shot it down to the ground. Thank you.
We're doing a Gwyneth. Gwyneth Paltrow.
At the end? End of the show?
Yeah.
It's a podcast outro. A Paltrow.
I'm looking for tomorrow.
Oh, well.
We don't have anything in front of this.
But I won't be here tomorrow.
I know, but why are we talking? Because there's nothing in front of this.
For fun.
To confuse the audience. To see if anybody's listening to the end. If they email us.
Man, all 3 days of the Rock Assembly were awesome.
It was great. The bands on Sunday were fantastic.
Yeah, Sublime was great.
Yeah.
Pink Floyd.
Yeah, Animals.
I can't believe that guy did that.
I know.
Like, that thing.
I bet they write about that in the paper, though.
And that woman's face.
I know. She was... yeah.
I thought it looked like it was smelled really bad.
I just thought the SWAT team was unnecessary.
Well... I don't know. It's post 9/11 world we live in.
I like the helicopter. I thought that fit with the third song that they did.
With the spotlight?
Yeah. Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Rock, 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 rock and roll.
High school.
Yeah, for all you listeners out here that weren't here on Saturday night, I, Zach Zantich, donned a beautifully majestic bird mask, and while me, Motor Scooter, played Bird is the Word, I danced around
Surfing
on the stage.
Bird.
Surfing's Bird.
Surfing
yeah,
Bird.
Yeah, Surfing Bird. Oh, I've been drinking. Oh, my goodness, I'm dropping things. Oh, that was... But I danced around, and I did walk like an Egyptian dance, because...
You did the chicken dance.
Chicken dance.
And Macarena?
I didn't do the Macarena.
The electric slide?
I did a little... I was kind of sliding around. I was humping on Sammy. I knocked a bass out of tune.
You're headbanging?
I headbanged. I stepped on Sammy. I stepped on, like, the back of a shoe.
Flat-tired Sammy.
I was behind him, flapping my wings and humping.
I gotta see a video of that. Somebody needs to send me a video.
Yeah. It'll be posted. It'll definitely be posted. Oh, gosh. Yeah, and I really liked, also from Saturday, the band that did Led Zeppelin. They're from Denton. And they are called...
Gypsy Bravado.
Gypsy Bravado. That's the band. They're pretty cool.
They were good.
They're gritty, and they're rocking. The best part was when I think his name is Mark. Sorry, dude, the guitarist. If you're listening to this, sorry, I forgot your name. But
I forgot you.
Yeah, I wrote a song about it. Look it up.
I googled that. Zach writes a song.
Called Pizza Boy. He broke a string in the middle of a song, and then he like threw the guitar down. And he picked up his other guitar. It was awesome. It was really cool. He finished the song.
Sammy broke a string tonight too.
Oh really? I didn't notice that.
Was it the big fat E string?
I think so.
Because it looked like it was just. It was just flopping. I was like, oh, his string looks kind of crazy.
Yeah, so he switched to the telly, like 2 songs into the set.
I always forget if the big fat E string is the 1 or the 6. I think it's
6.
It's 6. Right?
You always think it'd be the 1. I don't know why.
I know, it makes sense because everybody goes top to bottom.
It's the top, but it's not the highest.
It's the lowest, right.
It's the bottom, but it's the top of the neck.
Yeah, okay.
And it's the 6, not the 1.
So now Zach wasn't here last night, but you were here last night.
I was. Last night was fun. I had a little too much fun last night.
Did you?
Yeah, I was hurting a little bit today.
I think I had one beer last night. That was really cool about it. I just came in kind of chilled.
I was talking to Amanda, and I was like, I don't really understand why I so hungover today. I only had 3 beers at Rock Assembly and 2 shots of Fireball. And then I had the margarita at dinner. And then I had another beer over at the Grotto afterwards. I don't understand why I'm hungover.
That's funny. Do you have a favorite from last night, from Friday?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It was Matt Mabe and family doing Stone Temple Pilots.
Cool.
That was awesome. That was so cool. He killed it.
I know, they had a great crowd on Friday night. I mean, yeah. It was packed. Really, I mean, I had to park way, like, 2 miles away. And wow. It was far.
Man.
I mean, it was a... it was incredible. And they did great. And then band played, and it was like the crowd. Because, I mean, it's we're in Fort Worth, man. It's like
Toadies,
they,
yeah.
they played this... They just played Rubberneck, and it was, you know, it was cool. Everybody was singing along to every single song.
Yeah,
and, you know, just
did Vaden introduce them?
No,
he was. Oh, there. Okay.
No, but Joe got on stage with the Jerry Jonestown Massacre and introduced.
Holy moly!
Yeah, doing
that's awesome. That was,
they were on.
Damn.
And they had a show. They had black light, and they had on white mask with the black light on, so the white mask were, like, really glowing and. Then the singer had on his orange, I guess, hoodie or whatever, sweatshirt, but it was like glow in the dark kind of the black light. And man, if they killed it, it was just like they were right on.
As a bassist, how did Jeremy do?
Amazing.
Dang.
Amazing.
Sick. Dang.
No way I could ever do this.
Man, yeah.
I've been trying to play Primus my entire life.
I got here today at about 4:15. Joe was here, and I forgot what they called themselves. Big Bowl of Porridge, or whatever it was, but it was the Beastie Boys cover.
Oh, yeah.
And, dude, I thought they were, because that's why I was like, I'm going to get there a little early, I'm going to get there at 4:15, because I want to see, you know, like, somebody should do the Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
And, like, that's, I got to see this, and see what they,
did
you know.
A really good job.
Dude, fantastic, man, it was so good. I mean, they did, you know, they opened up with No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
They closed with Sabotage.
No, it was that was towards the end. They did Sabotage right into Paul Revere. And then, no, that was What You Want. They did close with Sabotage. Exactly right. That's exactly what they closed with. Cause that's when I stopped recording and they played Sabotage. I was like, man, I missed that. You know,
Khaleesi Burnout did Thin Lizzy, was really cool.
Right.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I wish there was more people to see them, but.
They were tight.
Yeah. They've been so they practiced down the hall from us, and so our schedule's synced up for a while, so we get to hear them practicing, they'd hear us practicing. They got it down good. Especially those dual solos, you know, where they're both playing the same solo at the exact same time. And they got that down cold.
That's cool.
See, I don't know a lot of their stuff. Like, I didn't see Incubus last night. We were hanging out here like yelling right now. I don't know who's playing right now even. Alice Cooper is
Dead Mockingbirds as Alice Cooper.
Yeah. And so, because I got a lot of music from it, but I missed a couple songs. Like, I missed Incubus. It's bands that I really don't know a lot of their stuff. I don't know a lot of Incubus.
Oh, I'm a big Incubus fan, but my ears were tired.
See, I used to have Fungus Among Us a long time ago, so I'm sure that I would have recognized a song or two, maybe.
Oh, yeah. But they played A Certain Shade of Green. I could hear that.
But it's been so long since I've, you know. Listen to them.
They played because I was talking to Cody before the set. He said they were playing at least two songs off of every record.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they played High. I think they opened with High Like Us. Yeah.
But I was like, because I really like Mr. Bungle, and when I was digging on that, somebody introduced me to Incubus, and a couple of their first couple albums were very just kind of all over the place and kind of crazy and experimental a little bit, funky. And
I was super into Incubus in college. Like, even my college band covered a few Incubus songs. Make Yourself, I think, was one of them.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's big. Who was it? Redefine? No. It was in... No. Damn. What was that band? What's the band that did them last year? That covered Incubus last year?
Oh, man. I don't know. I can't remember anything from last year.
There we
go. Last year was like a whirlwind of
was it not
crazy.
Redefined? I think Redefined.
Maybe it was Redefined.
Because Redefined's done Incubus before, I think.
I get confused because I always forget which band that Anthony Sosa used to play with. I always say it's the wrong one. And then now every time I say Redefined, I'm just afraid that that's the wrong thing.
It's
always,
not. That's not the band that Anthony Sosa
I know it's not, but that's the band that I always say that he plays it in. And so now that I'm thinking that Redefined did that last year, I'm thinking maybe it wasn't. Maybe that's just my go-to band when I don't know what it is. That they,
Did they play it for the Rock Assembly, or did they play it for...
It might have been for Do For It.
It was just
they
Do
did
for
both.
It. Oh, okay.
They did Do For It last year, and they did Incubus, and then a few weeks later, they played Rock Assembly and did the same set.
Now that you say that, I think you're right. I think I could be wrong.
I never really got. I didn't know any of the songs. I didn't recognize any of them, but I watched it. I was like, wow, you know. I mean, they were just watching what they were doing was quite incredible, you know.
I love that fabric painting.
Yeah. Velvet.
The Last Supper.
The Velvet Last Supper.
By the Key Fort Worth Funky Photo Booth.
Yeah, it's awesome. I can tell James did this. It's awesome.
Yeah. I had to leave whenever Lindsay was doing Tom Petty.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear any good. Of that? Yeah, I heard most of that.
Yeah.
I didn't get to talk to Lindsay. I kept seeing her, but she's always talking to somebody else.
I talked to her for a little bit. She said it kind of fell apart.
She said
it kind of fell apart. I was like, it felt that way. Maybe it didn't come off that way. You know, I heard the first song or two. You know,
I thought it was really good. I thought they nailed it. Their harmonies were spot on.
Yeah. Now, I know I got a couple songs. I haven't heard them yet. But Susie says that she recorded a couple songs for me.
She recorded like all the deep cuts. I was like, no, Susie, not that one.
Yeah, I used to try to play the hits.
Yeah.
The Funky Town Podcast. We're all about the hits.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, Last Dance with Mary Jane's gonna be coming up.
No, they played that first.
Oh, did they play that first? No, they sound checked with that.
Oh, is that just a sound check?
Yeah.
I thought they played that first.
No.
I love playing that song.
Yeah, because you played it last year.
Yeah. No, it was two years ago.
Yeah, last year was the Eagles.
Yeah. Last Dance with Mary Jane, it's got, like, the whole song, the bass line, just one groove through the whole song, basically. And then you go to a B, but it's got a good groove to it. The bassist is really good for Tom Petty.
Yeah.
I don't know his name, but...
So then I left, and that's when you saw the Led Zeppelin band.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when I got back... The Big Red Ants were on stage, killing it.
With Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix Experience.
I was like, that's kind of ballsy.
Even though they were a four-piece Jimi Hendrix Experience.
It sounded good, man.
Yeah, they were great. Underprep.
They're kids. They're babies up there.
Yeah.
Just tearing it up, man.
Man.
I was really impressed with those guys.
Yeah.
And they dressed the part. They had the big silky baggy shirts, you know, and the ties as the big raggy headbands or whatever and stuff. Bass players wearing red pants and a bright red shirt.
Yeah, it was like a red suit, almost like a.
Yeah. But they were good, man. I mean, they just like I was like, wow. And then went inside, saw me Motor Scooter.
Yeah, man, oh man.
And I thought that was amazing. And like I said, I recorded the whole set of that.
I think Bogus Green did Dead Kennedys.
Yeah, that was cool.
And that's where we're at.
Yeah.
With Alice Cooper, and I forgot who. Do you remember who plays after Alice Cooper?
It is. I can't remember what they're called. Fantastic. I don't know. It's a kind of a super group, and they're doing The Cure.
It's Fascination Street, is what they call themselves.
Fascination Street, yeah.
The Cure's been done like 3 years in a row.
Probably.
I don't remember The Cure being done last year.
But,
I don't remember. Because I haven't been to every one of them, but last year they didn't do The Cure.
Okay.
I only came on Saturday last year, so maybe they did on a day I wasn't here.
And after The Cure is Big Mike doing INXS.
Yeah. I remember, I actually heard about INXS from your living room. You have that record, that vinyl, INXS, at your house.
Like these,
Yeah, I think I'd heard like a song.
What?
But
really, don't hear INXS either? You didn't know until then?
No, I didn't know who they were until I saw that record at your house. I went and looked it up.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not even that's a good record. That's an early record. Get Kick.
Yeah, I just YouTubed INXS and I had heard like I don't know the names of their hits.
You probably heard the I was standing. You were there.
No, what was their big hit?
And they will never tear us apart.
Yeah, I know that song.
Well, they had a bigger hit than that.
Devil inside.
Oh, yeah.
Every single one of us, the devil inside.
Yeah, that's a good one. But no, that's also not the same.
Those are the two big ones off Kick.
Oh, I just meant in general. What's their
name? That Beautiful Girl or something like that. Beautiful. I don't know. Suicide Blonde. But that was after Kick as well. Suicide Blonde.
Yeah. But,
Live, baby, live. That's what it is. The new sensation.
Yeah.
That's
what it is.
Got a new sensation.
Yeah.
New sensation. That's off of Kick.
Sensation. Yeah.
No, Kick is... if you're going to have one INXS album, you're going to have Kick. At least I am. That's the album. That was their pinnacle. That's where I mean, there's other stuff. There's good stuff on other albums, but that's where they just. That's where they nailed it.
They were a band. Like when I was a kid, I didn't understand music. Like I remember they would play "Good Morning" by the Beatles and the like Fox 4 morning show. And I didn't understand that people wrote me. I always thought it was just there. Like when I was a kid, like a little child. And like I remember watching TV before school and hearing that song. And it's just like it's just a song. I didn't think who wrote it. The Beatles. I don't know who they were. And INXS was one of those songs. Like I would hear as a child, and I had no idea anybody wrote that song. I just thought it was there. It was just a song that I heard every once in a while.
It just popped up one day.
It's just a song.
Came with the universe.
Yeah.
So, like, and. It's kind of, if you think of it, we're kind of part of the universe, so yeah. Anyways, all songs do come. Punk Rock Girl. Who is this?
Dead Milkman.
Oh, Dead Milkman. Okay, I was like, why didn't Ramones do that?
Because it's not a Ramones song. Which is what my original thought was. I don't want to talk about who I want to do next year, but my original thought was the Dead Milkman. Somebody should cover the Dead Milkman.
That would be cool.
Punk Rock Girl.
Was there a band called The Milkmen first?
I don't know, but
there is a band called The Milkmen. I don't know who's first.
Okay, I don't know.
Which came first, The Milkmen or The Dead Milkmen?
Well, logic would dictate that The Milkmen came first.
You would think so.
I guess it depends on your thoughts on origin and
creation. Are you dead before you're born?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
So it's still the chicken and the egg.
Yeah.
But yeah, INXS, I like them. I never heard of them. I didn't know about them until I started doing the podcast.
That's cool. That's funny. No, there was a Beck, not Jeff Beck, who they covered. I think they covered tonight, or they're doing it tomorrow.
Yeah,
tomorrow they're covering tomorrow. But Beck Hansen.
Beck, yeah.
He was doing this thing where he had like he would grab these different people, they would get a studio for the day and they would cover an album. and they covered INXS Kick.
Oh.
You know, and they had Saint Francis?
No, Saint Vincent.
Saint Vincent. She was there, and it was like all these different people from different groups.
That's cool.
And some of them, you know, they're just different. Each song was a different take on it, so it wasn't exactly like the album, but they did the whole album, and they just hit all these different players in there, and they've done it with a few different albums. They did it with one of the Velvet Underground albums too, you know.
That's cool.
Like, I think it's kind of neat, you know.
Man, I want to work at like a record studio. I want to just pop out records.
Joe gets the studio open, and we can just start having random people over and say, hey, let's invite these 10 people over this week. And in 1 week, try to release for free, because you can't make money on it because it's covered over, right?
You can't. Well, yeah.
Okay. This album, we're going to have whoever, you know, over Cameron Smith and just all different people, and we're going to do freaking Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses. And do the whole album in that week, you know, have all these different players on there, you know.
Appetite for Destruction.
This is like a lot of work.
It would be a ton of work.
Yeah,
because we're Zach, Rebecca, and I are working on a song right now, and it's a cover, but it's taken
one session,
but
I have a half session.
But I had prior
doing stuff already.
Prior to that session, okay. I did a lot of like pre-production.
Okay, yeah,
and that was a decent.
But you did a lot of production too before we came in.
Oh yeah, you
laid down. Who did the drums?
Me.
Okay, cool. You did the drums and then the bass.
And the guitar.
Now you would have to do the kind of thing where it's like you reached out to everybody involved and said, all right, 6 months from now, we're going to spend a week in the studio reproducing this album.
Yeah.
So that way they can spend the next 6 months working on their parts that they're going to do. You have to sign everybody their bits or whatever. And so then they come in there and then you have... Because, I mean, you can't just go in there blind and in a week do it. It'd be great. If you could, you're amazing. You can read sheet music.
You could with the right musicians and the right record. That would be possible.
Yeah. yeah, sheet music and stuff probably too. You know?
If I had a full week, like 40 hours to dedicate to it, I could probably do it myself. It wouldn't be perfect, but I could bang it out in a week.
Yeah.
But nobody has that kind of time.
Yeah, rock and roll, man. Yeah. That's the life.
I got an hour a night.
Yeah. Yeah, I can dedicate to it.
Oh, man.
It's hard to say. I hope there's a six. I kind of want to play it again. I didn't think I would, but I kind of do.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I wouldn't mind playing Rock Assembly 6. I've already talked to Sweeney Baby about doing the Aquabats.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That would be cool, man.
It's too new, though. You can't do them.
Well,
beep.
Oh, dang.
Okay, don't worry about it. Aren't they 90s?
Yeah,
I
early
think you
90s.
You can do the 90s. You can do early 90s. Oh, they still do the pilots. That's what I'm saying. They do, you know.
And I'm not, right. I don't right. follow any rules. I'm doing the 2005 song, Awesome Forces.
Yeah, I'm going to do White Stripes next year.
That would be fun.
That would be fun.
I would do the White Stripes.
Yeah, I think that would be fun too.
Would you do just the two?
And
two
I could be your drummer for that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's how when I started learning to play the drums, I started learning on some White Stripes songs.
Sure.
Like Hotel Yorba was the first one that I like played.
Knock, knock.
With.
Who's there?
Meg White's most complicated drum line.
Well, I can play Hotel Yorba on the guitar, so.
Can you sing it too?
I can
probably. His voice is a little too high for me.
Well, you'd sing it in your own register.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll play drums for you on that. No, I've just signed myself up for 3X next year.
I think we can do the White Stripes because it's
2000s. Oh, but see, I'm a veteran.
It's and I wouldn't do the White Stripes because I can't do the guitar like Jack White. You have to be able to play the blues guitar.
They
like
let
that.
Alumni's do whoever they want on Fridays, I think, on the Friday of Rock Assembly.
Oh, okay.
Ah.
And so if you wanted to do a newer band, you could totally come out.
But the Saturday, it's strictly, I think, the...
I think next year we should cover Leon Bridges.
Oh, that would be crazy.
That would be funny.
Have y'all heard his new song, Ball of Confusion?
No.
Is that a Love and Rockets cover?
Is it? I don't know.
There's a Love and Rockets song called Ball of Confusion.
It
is the world today. Hey.
I don't know. I didn't think it was a cover.
It probably not.
But
it was the Leon Bridges cover in Love and Rockets. That'd be cool.
It was really good. Like, I was like, man, that made me want, like, it's kind of weird, but I was listening to this interview about Prince. It was Chris Rock interviewing Prince, and he was talking, like, did you have an artist that you felt a rivalry to? Like, he released a record, like, man, I gotta get into the studio now. And he's like, you didn't feel that way with Michael Jackson? Prince was like, no, I didn't feel that way with Michael Jackson. But right after I watched that video, I heard Leon Bridges' Ball of Confusion, and I was like, man, I need to get into the studio now. I'm trying. Look at me trying to start a rivalry with Leon Bridges.
Hey, man, you know.
I mean, he makes really good music. We make really good music.
Fun, right?
I think so. The name sounds familiar.
Ball of confusion, ball of confusion. This is the world today. Hey, hey.
Oh.
Okay, I will.
Oh, yeah, I do know this
song. That's not Leon's song, though.
No.
Yeah.
Leon's not doing that? A 2-4-2. For me, and I'll set you free. Hey, hey.
The line I heard was like tax deduction, global destruction, or something like that.
Well, maybe. This is all about that kind of stuff.
That would
actually be really cool if Leon Bridges was doing.
Yeah, not a lot we can do about that.
Ball of Confusion by Living Rockets.
What year did that song come out?
83.
Where'd you see that at?
I just said that.
Oh.
I was like, I don't think so, man.
85. 85.
Where do you see that
go
at?
Go down, scroll up. Right there. Go down. Up.
Go west. Go on, excuse me.
85. I looked at his hair and I was like,
no, it was in the 80s. I was gonna read the I was looking for the
oh no, it's a Temptations. It's a Temptations song from 66.
Well, that's probably the one that Leon Bridges did.
Yeah. That's neat though.
You think that's the same one? Oh, it says it's other recordings of this song, huh?
Yeah.
I bet it is.
There you go.
Probably.
Huh. I didn't realize that the Love and Rocket song was
so. It's epic though. Leon's version is epic. It sounds so big.
It's gonna have to be pretty epic to beat the Love and Rocket song. Yeah, people moving out, people moving in. Why? Because of the color of their skin. Run, 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 but you just can't hide. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free. Rap on, brother, rap on. Well, the only person talking about love and affection is a preacher. And it seems nobody is interested in learning nothing but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation, devastation of our nation. Ball of confusion. Yeah, that's what the world is today. Hey, hey, ball of confusion. That's the world today. The sale of pills are at an all-time high. Who was walking down there when they're... Who was walking down there, heads in the sky? The city's aflame in the summertime. Go on, and we go home. Economics rank economics.
That's a pretty prolific song from 1966. It kind of resonates today.
Oh, yeah, I think it's going to resonate for the rest of America.
Especially with economics, Reaganomics, but they put that in there. Living rockets, yeah. Added in Reaganomics. Birth control, the status quo, shooting rockets to the moon, kids growing up too soon, politicians say, and the band played on. So round and round and round we go. Where the world's headed, nobody knows. Ball of confusion, that's what the world is today. Fear in the air, tension everywhere, unemployment rising fast, the Beatles' new records of gas, and the band played on. EVA destruction, tax deduction, city inspections, bill collections, solid gold in demand, population out of hand, suicide, too many bills, hippies moving to the hills, people all over the world are dying in the war, and the band played on. Ball of confusion, that's what the world is today. Hey,
yeah.
Hey.
Leon's version is awesome.
That's cool.
I heard it on KXT. Ooh.
Nice.
I didn't know that was a Temptations song.
Yeah.
I
love the Temptations.
The Temptations version.
I thought it was 11 Rockets. I thought that was their song.
The have y'all seen, what was that? Bill.
And Ted's Excellent Adventure?
No, that's great too. But,
Bill
he hung out with, I don't remember anybody's name right now.
I need more words.
Yeah, Bill. Ricky Bobby. He was the supporting actor in Ricky Bobby. Will Ferrell's supporting actor.
John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly.
Yeah.
Where'd Bill come from? Bill O'Reilly. But John
Bill,
C.
Bill C. O'Reilly.
But John C. Reilly did.
Popped my neck.
John C. Reilly did Walk Hard.
Right.
And in that, he was like going up a stage. He's like, oh no, the Temptations. And the Temptations were standing there like,
Why was he scared of the Temptations?
Because it was like he didn't want to get back into drugs.
The Temptation.
He's like,
that's funny. Well, that's cool. I feel like I learned something tonight. Stumbled upon some knowledge.
It's been a night of knowledge dropping.
Yep.
Word up.
Hopefully I'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
To catch the last bit.
I will not. Have fun in my stead.
Zach will not.
Probably not. Oh, man. We got a lot of laundry to do. We got a lot of work around the house to do. I got to clean. And then it's just tough.
I thought you guys were going to clean the other week.
We did.
We
can, yeah, right.
And you gotta clean every week.
Yeah, every freaking week.
Every Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
Clean house.
I used to be able to clean during the week, but now I'm working full time. I get home, I'm like, I'm playing Zelda. Leave me alone, Rebecca.
I've been playing some race car game. What am I playing? Forza, maybe.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
There's some free Xbox
Fonz.
I've been kind of thinking about getting back into video games. I don't really have the time for it, but I kind of want. I have the want.
It's funny because my son loves cars, and he'll watch videos of cars. And so I was like, eh. So I was like, I put on this video. He's like, you racing, Daddy? I was like, yeah. He's like, you win? He's like, I'm not winning yet. I'm still racing. I'm in sixth place. I'm trying though. Did you win? I'm like, I haven't won yet. I'm still racing, man. You know? Did you win? I'm like,
yeah, maybe I won. You didn't win. I'm like, oh, no, I'm not racist. Of course not. That's why are you asking? You know? But it's funny, but he'll sit there and watch me. Oh, you crashed. I was having a really hard time with this one car, and I kept running into the wall. I keep it on the road. It was just too fast.
Yeah,
you know, I'm all, he's like, did you hit the wall? You hit another car. You crashed. You crashed. Like, hey, man, you just cut it out. Or, I know. I'm playing.
I see what's happening here.
I know what's
here.
Happening to me. But that's why I started playing it. It was just to kind of entertain him while he was playing with his car. So I got to sit there and play with that. And next thing you know, everybody's going to bed, and I'm in there for 3 more hours racing. So I like racing games.
Xbox?
Yeah.
360?
Uh-huh.
I've got a bunch of Lego games if you want. You can play those in front of them.
Yeah, yeah. We have a couple of them. We like the Batman one.
I've got that one, yeah.
And we had, I think, the Indiana Jones one.
I've got the Star Wars one, too. That's a lot of, it's a lot of fun. Those Star Wars games are a lot of fun.
I think what really made them great is because they don't have to spend a lot of money on graphics because it's Legos. So they spend more money on, like, physics, like game physics, and like because the games I played Lego Star Wars for PS2, and the physics in the game were better than any other Star Wars games I've ever played. When you're a Jedi, you can really feel the Force push. And it's good.
I just like it whenever you shoot them, they all break apart like Legos. You know, it's like little Legos just fall apart.
The games are silly too.
Yeah, great, man. Yeah, no, we played those with.
And they're fun because they're so beatable.
Yeah.
And if you've seen the movies, you know where it's. I mean, it's got it follows the movie along, kind of. You know.
Yeah.
You know.
I can't wait till they do an episode 7.
I don't know. I'm just talking about Legos. I'm talking about Star Wars.
Yeah.
I can't. I got it.
I want to play. I want to play as Kylo Ren. Lego Kylo Ren.
Okay.
See, you're gonna lost both of us. We had a good conversation. You had to ruin it with Star Wars talk.
I'm sorry. Oh, my.
I do want the new Beatles Lego set with the Yellow Submarine.
Oh, they're gonna come out with. I saw that.
That'd be cool if they come out with a Beatles game.
That'd be what you do?
I don't know.
Run away from girls?
Oh, so, speaking of Nintendo, you heard about the little thing they're releasing now that's got the 30 games and the console all in one with the traditional NES controllers?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, it's really cool.
It's like all the old school games, like Mario and all that stuff.
All your favorite games, the Mario, Castlevania, Zelda. It's a bunch, like 30 of them. There's 30 games. But anyway, it was the price point on it was like stupid cheap. I want to say it was under $100. Anyway, I think they just released it yesterday, like sold out.
Mm.
And now they're going on eBay for like $800.
Oh my.
Really?
Yeah. I want one for Christmas so bad, but I'm not going to make my mom...
No, but
pay $800 on eBay.
But like in
for a thing I have in my closet.
In 6 months, can you get it for $100?
Totally.
Yeah.
Or it might even be 60. I don't remember. Right. It was cheap.
But
it
I mean,
was...
it's like it's not like you won't ever be able to get it again. It's,
right.
They just released so many. Or
I just won't get it for Christmas.
I watched this this YouTube. So my daughter likes this. She watches YouTube. So she has her own YouTube shows she watches. One of them is Good Mythical Morning.
Yeah.
It's a really. It's kind of a genius show. But they just did their 1,000th episode. And so they came out with these coins, you know, that you can get, and they have their picture on it. It has the show logo and everything on it or whatever, right? And they're selling them for cost. They're like, look, we're not trying to make money off this. We want you to have them. If you're a fan and you want these, then we have a limited amount and we want to sell them. And it's like, it's only going to be up for this week. After this week, we're not selling them anymore. So it's limited time. It's limited offer. You know, like, oh, that's really kind of cool. And it was cost of the thing. But they did it for their special.
Yeah.
You know, like, how neat is that? To, you know, to kind of engage viewers or whatever. I bet they sold some, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of a neat little
deal. I bet they're on eBay for
probably,
twice what they're worth.
You know.
Well, I don't know what 2x0 is, but.
Yeah, I mean, they're just however much it costs them to make it. And ship it is what they were going to sell it to you for. Yeah, even if that was $50, you know that they're on eBay for $200.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What's the show called?
It's called Good Mythical Morning. Man, it's a really good... These two guys are best friends forever. They started off, they would make silly song video, like parody video. They wouldn't even do parodies. They would write their own songs. They'd make these silly videos and stuff. And they decided that as a side project, they would do a little morning show. It's like 15 minutes every morning.
They've got Good Mythical Morning... Hoodies, T-shirts, cell phone covers.
So they do this side project. They get in their garage or whatever, and it's into, and they do
they just do all kinds of stunts and stuff. Like one of the last ones that I watched, they got I don't remember how many it was. They had a bunch of different spaghetti sauces, ragu, prego, the emerald one, the really organic ones, the high dollar ones, the cheap ones, all of them. And they had a bracket contest, and they took the label off of it, and they would taste. But they had to drink through these big fat tubes where they're like trying to suck. I mean, it was I don't know why they just use a freaking spoon, but they had to make it a whole big thing, you know. But so they would taste them blind, and they're like, okay, I like this one better than this one. And then we go to the next round until they had the best tasting, you know, sauce. The whole thing is like 15 minutes.
Who won?
Prego.
Ah, cool.
Isn't that funny?
Cool.
And it was totally blind, you know. But it's like 12, 15 minutes, and that's what they do every day. Sometimes it's like way grosser. Sometimes it's a little more dangerous, but they do wacky stunts. It's like 15 minutes every single day, and that's gone from their little side project to their main thing. They have sponsors. Yeah. They make money. They got millions of viewers every week, subscribers. Wow. And they just go in their house every morning and do a 15-minute show and release it on the internet, and that's what they do for their job now.
Wow. To our job. Oh, because our 6 listeners.
I know. We gotta be way more than local.
Yeah.
Doing national stuff.
That's the Funky Town Podcast, everybody.
Ultra local.
Thanks for listening. I love you.
Anyway, we want to thank Tony and Lindsay for putting this together, Panther City Exchange, Lola's, Ford Rock Assembly, all the other bands. This has just been an absolute blast. We're happy we got picked through the Ramones. This band means a lot to us. We grew up listening to them. Jeff especially is heavily influenced by them. So this has just been an absolute treat. This just means the world to us. So we got a couple more tunes for you. This next one's a cover of a cover, but the Ramones made it great, so you know,
what's the word?
That's what we're gonna do.
So you guys have heard about the bird, right?
Everybody knows about the bird.
The bird, sir.
Okay. I can hear about this.
The bird is the
water. Bird. Somebody tell me!
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
I'm